all started in 1924. That's all I'll say, and I won't say more. Here I am, 9900 in August, if I make it. I tried to lead a quiet life, but I just couldn't. I would tell you stories, but I can't and I shouldn't. The memories are bright, though the years have faded. My mother was pure, full-blooded Italian, born in Pennsylvania, where her dad faced the challenge of men for his daughters, men with the same traditions. He took Mom Sarah, Carmela, and Rosie to marry Italians, boys in the old country, and give or take, that's where my story begins. You things I shouldn't tell you now to keep to yourself. Don't spread it around in my name. Don't say my name. My parents married and they had my big brother. No matter how deeply they loved each other, they made a choice that gave me this blessed life. Mom stayed in Italy, Dad moved here. Worked in the steel mills for 9 long years. They never saw each other once in all of that time. And the president said, we've too many Italians. I think Mom's strength and Dad's courage and valiance, well, they stayed together and lived in different worlds. Mom found out around year 9 she'd been a citizen all that time. She came to Ohio where my life began and unfurled. And I'm telling you now, things I shouldn't tell you to keep yourself. Don't spread it around on my name. Don't say my name. From the heel of Italy, poor as your south, to Illyria, still living hand to mouth, but American of Italian blood. Being there from there is something I love, but I'm prouder to be an American. I could never do anywhere else what I've lived out and done here. Well, it took quite a while to know that for sure. My dad sold our souls to the company store, and there were ups, there were downs, over and arounds through the years. Mom became sick when I was still young. The doc said our air wasn't good for her lungs, and we moved across town where she could breathe pure and clear. And in the new school, just a few of my kind, I was stared down by 10 kids in line, and I fought them at recess, bloodied them, and they bloodied me. I was white, they were all black, but the way I stood up, now I had their respect, and they became my best friends, changed my life, as you'll see. Now I had friends, but money not much. Neighbors let me dig their dandelions up. There were days, days, that's all we had to eat. Dad worked so hard, couldn't read or write or speak English, but I worked with him every night. He became a citizen, standing so proud next to me. I'm telling you things I shouldn't tell you now to keep to yourself. Don't spread it around in my name. Don't say my name. When I was 14, my mom passed away. I remember the hour, I remember the day, though it all seems a blur, and soon, soon I was grown. At 18, I signed up to be a Marine, but my dad told them, don't take my son, take me. They said no, and now I was out on my own. I climbed from buck private to corporal in rank, and saved every dime. I put each one in the bank, and 33 months in World War II. And in in Guadalcanal with my top secret job. Oh, you want me to tell you, but I cannot. I gave them my best till the hour I was through. With my whole life already coming down the tracks, not a seat on the train, so I sat on my back. And I asked them to please stop the train when they passed my town. Well, the conductor said, no, that's not something we do. But the train slowed down around 1:45, and he threw my bag off, and he spoke to me and said, jump now. So I did. I was on the ground, and my whole life sitting out there in front of me now. I'm telling you things I should not tell you now, to keep to yourself and don't spread them around. Oh, my name, don't say my name. I took all the money I'd saved and saved more, and I worked till the law school let me in their doors, and I passed the bar and set up a practice in town. But the hate of the times, prejudice of those days, drove me to serve in much bigger ways. I was calling on all my old best friends now. They lifted me up, voted me in as a councilman. I poured out my life for them till the day I became a judge, and I took it higher. I worked for justice and I worked for folks, always drew a line, but I tried to bring hope with a heart for the innocent, the victims, the guilty, the liars. And then that college right down the street, well, there's a building there named after me. But I'm telling you things I should not tell you now, to keep to yourself and don't spread it around. Oh, my name, don't say my name. I try to lead a quiet life, but I just couldn't. My work took me places that other jobs wouldn't. I have met presidents and leaders and known them, some of them well. Prominent ones, well, they're just like you and me. Same talent, same feelings, they're just human beings, but they gotta push like I did way back then. And the ones at the bottom, I say the same. Talent and vision and motion and dreams. When you see someone's ready, reach out your hand for them. I'd do anything for this country that we're in. It's giving me back more than I put in. And more, so much more, I cherish the freedom I've given. And I did. 99 years behind, still up ahead. It's every blessed day of my life. And I'm telling you things I should not tell you now, to keep to yourself, don't spread it around. Oh, my name, don't say my name. Yeah, I'm telling you things I should not tell you now, to keep to yourself, don't you spread it around. And my name, don't say my name. Well, it started in 1924, that's all I'll say, but I won't say more. Here I am, 99, 100 in August, if I make it.
Thank you, Joe.